none but the hungry heart. 9-6. Solitary source, that I may know him. Philippians 3 verse 10. It takes us years of trial and error to finally realize that nothing outside the Lord Jesus Christ can fully satisfy and rejoice our hearts. Joy in him includes the fellowship of his sufferings. So rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. 1 Peter 4:13. We sometimes have the idea that if we are going on rightly, things would be much smoother here for us. Hardly. There is a discipline to correct us and a discipline to develop us. If you are in a wrong path, as you seek the Lord, you will be corrected. But on the other hand, the more you are set for him here, the more you will find that there is nothing for you here, though at the same time you are daily finding more in him. We which live are always delivered unto death. The more you enjoy the Lord Jesus, who has been refused here, the more you are practically severed from all here. It is a solemn moment when one who has been going on for years with a flourishing profession wakes up to the fact that his heart is entirely unsatisfied. I believe we have very little idea how natural feelings may be mixed up with what we think is our spiritual joy. Many go on happily because their surroundings are happy and they have no opposition to speak of, perhaps in a Christian family or in a happy Christian fellowship. They are carried along by the stream of compatible things around them. But anything that outwardly contributes to our joy will sooner or later fail us. Our Father loves us too well to allow us to rest in anything or anyone short of himself, not even Christian fellowship or what people call the means of grace. He wants to be so known by us that he becomes the deep and eternal spring of satisfaction and joy for our hearts. Give your mind to things above. Colossians 3 verse 2.